You're listening to the Reaching Japan podcast. My name is James Miyashita. So glad that you're here today. In this podcast, we cover updates and news about what's currently happening in our lives and ministry. You can find us on the web at reachingjapan.com, facebook.com/reachingjapan, and twitter.com/reachingjapan. Now, if you haven't already, please leave us a review for this podcast so others can find it as well and join us on the journey of reaching Japan with the gospel. Thanks so much for tuning in. Here's what we're going to be talking about. Wow, it's been a little bit of time since we've done our last podcast update. There's been a lot going on. I'm so sorry that they've been a little bit inconsistent. We've had some people who have helped us in the past with our stateside communication, and we've had a few people, you know, have to transition away and things like that. And so it's kind of been a learning curve as far as trying to figure out how to handle all these things and stay on top of them. And so we're trying to get better at our systems and staying on top of communicating with you guys. So I hope this works, and I hope you guys enjoy getting these. A lot's been going on. This past Sunday, we actually had a barbecue at our church. It was great. We had a first-time visitor, and we had another guy who came back. It was the second time he came back. He came the week before, and then he came back. And just it was just a really good atmosphere. The guy who visited for the first time, he said, you know, I found you guys. I just kind of saw you on Google Maps. Then I went to your website, and then I landed on your YouTube channel. And then I decided to come, and I was like, wow. Just kind of crazy how people, how many touches they have before they actually walk through the door. But it's great to see. God has been really sending us a lot of visitors, it seems like, lately. Just, you know, one here, one there. But we recently paid to put up a lot of billboards near the church because we were kind of suffering from a little bit of maybe lack of, I feel like publicity is the wrong word, but, you know, people just need to know that we're here. And, you know, we've put out tons of flyers and things like that, but I think the billboards have really helped to push people over the edge and provide a little bit more legitimacy, because people, you know, they get a flyer, they see a thing on online, but then, you know, they see a billboard and they're like, oh, okay, maybe they're legit. I don't know. We've had several people who've said, hey, we've seen your signs. So that's been a huge praise. On a personal note, I'm currently dealing with a few knee problems. If you get our weekly email updates, you know that I had a skateboarding accident about a little over a month ago. Finally, the swelling is starting to go down. On Monday, I went to my physical therapy, and they said, "Hey, man, if this doesn't get better soon, like in 2 weeks, you're going to be looking at surgery." Which originally they said I probably wouldn't need surgery. That's kind of what they made it sound like. But now they're saying, hey, that's still kind of on the table. So still doing stretches and doing rehab exercises. But if you just be praying for that as well, it's really kind of stopped some of our operations because, you know, I have to stay off of my leg and I want to be out meeting people. So that kind of threw a wrench and feels like we're losing prime time right now trying to meet people because it's finally starting to cool off here in Nagoya. And it's great weather to just be outside, and I've got a bum knee right now, so definitely would appreciate it if you guys would pray for us about that and for healing. Pray for the church. We are currently in two locations. Our second location that we started back in the spring hasn't been doing so hot. In August, I said, you know, if no one comes, because we do the second location once a month, I said, if no one comes, then we're just going to shut this thing down because it's obviously not working. And then that month we had two people come. I'm like, what? Now I gotta keep doing this. So we're looking for a more permanent location right now. Please be praying for us with us about that as well, because right now we're just in a rental space, so we don't have good signage, we don't have good exposure, we can't really we need a little more permanency, that way it doesn't look sketchy. And if there's anything, it's a lot of just trying to build that trust with people. And can I trust this place? Can I trust these people? And being to learn that, you know, even just the facilities that you use play a part in that. Obviously, we're trusting the power of the gospel, but, you know, the impression that we leave with people is based on what we use and how we present. And so we just want to do it well and reaching more people with the gospel. So there's a couple of places that I actually found recently online, and I've sent those over to our real estate agent, our realtor, and he's looking into those for us right now. So I checked out one the other day. It didn't work out. It would need too many renovations, and we were hopeful, but it's not going to work. So we've got a few more lined up that we're hoping to look at soon. So please be praying for that as well. So please be praying for our first church plant. Pray for the growth. Pray for people to get saved. We've got all these. First, I was praying for visitors, and then we had a few visitors come, but they said they were Christians. And so I said, okay, I've got to change this. We've got to pray for lost visitors. And now we have lost visitors coming. So, like the guy that came Sunday, he's like, I've never been to church before, never held the Bible before, never read the Bible before. And we talked about Jesus and Peter and, saying Jesus telling Peter to go cast his nets. And they're like, we've caught nothing, but nevertheless, at your word. So I do it, and then he's like, man, he realizes who Jesus is, and he surrenders everything and follows him. Just like, what a wonderful, wonderful day to be in church and hear the gospel preached and how Jesus came to save sinners, even the ones that are like Peter, working a job, live a normal life. He came to save those too, because they're sinners as well. So thank you so much for praying for us. Thank you for tuning in today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, always please just shoot us an email, shoot me a message, and I'll do my best to get back to you. Thank you. Take care. So that's a little bit of what's been going on here. Now, if you have any questions or comments about what we talked about today, I'd love to hear from you. I will do my best to answer those questions on this podcast. You can always reach me via email. My email address is james@reachingjapan.com. That's james@reachingjapan.com. We are honored to serve under the direction of Vision Baptist Church and Vision Baptist Missions in Alpharetta, Georgia. If you're looking for a way to take your next step in ministry or missions, please reach out to me. Thanks for tuning in today. We will see you next time.